Hello and welcome to another episode of the Lovian Podcast with me, Daniel Cole. Today I'm very excited to be in our very own dedicated training school, chatting to Stevie O'Hara, Senior Driving Instructor, Michael McCormick, Driving Examiner, and Kieran Speed, who is currently learning to be a bus driver at the training school. I hope you enjoy. Stevie, thanks for joining me. Can you please let me know a little bit more about the training school and the everyday activities that take place here?
Sure. The training school plays a pivotal role, I think, within the company itself. And it's very important that we work closely with all the other departments within the company. What we do on a daily basis is we're dealing with trainee drivers, PCV drivers, getting them through the training programme. We're also dealing with theory tests, hazard perception, CPC tests, and then we're also working for the bigger part of the company again, which is existing drivers. Anybody who needs any remedial training, and anybody who's maybe not for long-term sick, then we'll get them back and get them refreshed again. Also, we've got continuous CPC, which we do on a yearly basis.
So what would the first lesson be for someone who signs up to be a bus driver?
For a trainee's point of view, on our first day, the first lesson would be theory-based, and that's to give them a good understanding of the bus itself, the dimensions of the bus, the seating position in the cab, and the steering and mirrors, and then from there we look at the blind spots, which again is a very important start.
Are people surprised when they sit in the cab for the first time and actually get to see what it looks like?
Yeah, I think they are. People, when they come in, they see themselves as good cab drivers, and that's good. But to take on a large vehicle requires a lot more skills. So that skill base right away has to be good so we can enhance those skills in order to then continue with the training programme. But they do find it challenging. And then with the training stuff that we go through, showing them the blind spots and things like that, it does become a big surprise.
How much difference is there between driving a bus and any other vehicle, such as a car?
Well, driving a car, you know, requires a level of forward planning, concentration, focus. Again, bring it to a larger vehicle, that is enhanced, you know, multiple times. So it's going to be, it's a lot more planning involved because of you're carrying passengers. Good forward planning, good anticipation out there, and again, good observation. So mirrors are very, very important.
How long does it take to train a bus driver from day one? Could you talk me through the process?
Right, for a trainee coming in on day one, it takes 5 weeks for them to get them up to where we want. The first 2 weeks is to then build confidence, give them experience, and then get them to a level where they can then pass the practical driving test. In week three and four, being successful from there, they then learn the role of a bus driver and everything's involved in that. Again, along with that, they're building experience, they're driving the routes, and they get shots of different types of buses. And then on week five, they will go with a lead driver who then will give them continued support in week five and help them also to settle into their garage.
Michael, as an examiner during the tests, what is it that you're specifically looking for during those tests?
So during a practical test, what you're looking for basically is just a safe, smooth, confident drive, start to finish.
What are the kind of things that you would mark someone down for that they may not think are obvious during the test?
Probably have to say progress though, because a lot of them, they don't realise that when they start driving too slow, that they become the hazard on the road.
How important is it that you and the other examiners adhere stringently to the DVSA guidelines when assessing trainee drivers?
Well, that's paramount. The guidelines are obviously in for a reason, so the tests are standard and equal. In order to basically test the same way, we're all trained to use the same rules and tools.
Are there any elements of the practical test that change from time to time?
No, that's it. Set in stone, yeah. I think the last change would have been a good 15, 16 years ago when they took out the emergency stop.
Kieran, how are you finding the training process at the minute?
Really enjoying my time here. It's quite hectic, but the instructors went over everything really thoroughly. So it was enjoyable, but it was fast paced.
What made you wish to become a bus driver?
My dad's been here roughly about 16 years. So working alongside my dad.
Did your dad give you any tips before you joined the company?
He had spoke briefly about shift pattern and stuff, so I knew what I was kind of walking into.
How valuable has the training been so far from the instructors at the training school?
It's been massive. I mean, there's been so much going on. It's just been great.
So what was your first impressions of sitting in the driver's cab?
It's scary being in. It's such a big vehicle, it was different.
How excited are you to complete your training from here and join the driving team and start your career at Lothian?
I'm very excited to get out there. I mean, still got another 3 weeks to go. So I've got a bit of learning to go yet, but getting there.
Stevie, do you have any trusted tips that you share with trainees during their time here?
Tips? As we know, the training programme we provide is full on. So the best tips I could give them would be to make sure they're getting plenty of rest, make sure they're eating regularly and keep myself hydrated. And by doing that, it gets them better prepared for coming in for the challenges that they face.
Kieran, is it better to learn to be a bus driver as part of a full class, or would you have preferred to have trained individually?
We'd have more driving time if you're doing it individually, but being able to kind of help each other out when there was a few people that were in the class that needed kind of like for the instructors, some people weren't learning that way, so just kind of, I'll be doing it this way, kind of helps.
What is the training school's role for drivers returning from a long time off?
Well, for those who've now been off for a period of time, which could be for personal reasons, could be for numerous reasons, it's when they come back in, and again, it's just to make sure, to get them back up to speed with things, to get them back behind the wheel, build up any confidence that needs done in an environment where they can do that comfortably without being out there on a service bus. So it's just getting them back into it again, getting back the levels, confidence and standard levels back up again. As for remedial, well, anyone that's coming back for remedial training, maybe we look at that, see what areas that we think that they need to, more work on and more improvement on, and then we address that. And those individuals, they won't leave the training school for remedials anyway. They won't leave the training school until they're happy with them, that their driving standards are where Lothian wants it to be.
Michael, how difficult is it to be an examiner knowing you've always got to be observant and see absolutely everything that happens during the test?
We could be doing in between 6 and 7 driving tests a week. As an examiner, again, like the training we went through, you spend most of your time in between what we class as are not worthy, which is, it's not perfect part of driving, but it's not serious enough for a driver fault. So when these driver faults do come along, fortunately for us, they're always memorable. So when at the end of the test, we're able to debrief it thoroughly, explain it to the candidate, and sort of take it from there.
So what would happen if someone doesn't pass their test?
On that occasion, after the feedback we're given, they need to wait 3 working days and then they will resit it.
Is it difficult to strictly adhere to the DVSA guidelines all the time when you're examining tests and not compare each individual test as they happen?
To be honest with you, it's actually very easy, because we can only mark what happens here on the road. If coming back, if any faults that are there, we'll sort of debrief that. If the fault didn't happen, you can't mention it.
Stevie, what would happen in a situation where a trainee just, for whatever reason, wasn't ready to sit their test?
If they weren't ready to sit their test on day 5, then it shouldn't really come as a shock to that individual, because with daily feedback and the progression, they should be well informed of which stage they're at and the areas of development that they're still working towards. But if they weren't ready on day 5 for the first test, then what happens is we've got that second week there, that's why that's there. And again, we would use that second week to work towards getting them to the standard that we need, so they're ready for test. Downfall of that could sometimes be that they only get one shot, okay? But when it comes to that situation, they're better prepared for it and are ready. And usually, they're successful as and when they go at that stage to set up.
How important do you feel is it that Lothian has its own dedicated training school within the business here at Longstone?
Me personally, I think it's very important, because then we're in control of the standard that we deliver and the standard that we expect.
Yeah, it's a bit sort of more effective for us as trainers and for the company.
Kieran, does being in the training school here already make you feel part of the company straight away?
I mean, everybody, for the moment we walked in on our first day, everybody was really friendly, invited us right in, and they've gave us nothing but support since we started.
Stevie, you've come full circle as a driver and now senior instructor. Is that experience important to you when you're training new drivers?
I think so. I think so, and I do find myself very lucky to be able to be in this position where I can transfer my knowledge and skills over, in a position where you can also make a difference to people's lives. So yeah, it's having that background there, knowing what the company's all about and what the company expects, yeah, I do believe it's helped me.
Michael, is your story similar?
I joined Lothian in 2008. Yeah, very much like Kieran, to be honest. My dad was a bus driver at the time. He worked for First, and I asked him, well, assistant dad, I'm going to become a bus driver. And his remarks were, well, that's fine, but you're going to join Lothian. At the time, I kind of thought, the grumpy bugger just doesn't want me working with him. But if you fast forward a few years, he's now at Lothian with my brother here as well.
Would you have passed yourself in your test?
Definitely not. I can remember my first driving test like it was yesterday. And like we said earlier, it was just that sort of emotions, that nerves, I let them get the better of me. I can always remember the debrief and what was said to me after it, which, yes, kind of hurt, to be honest with you. But again, turning that into a positive and working on it, and yeah, thankfully I got here.
You were named Team of the Year at last year's Lothian People Awards. How did it feel to get the recognition for a job well done?
Yeah, I mean, it was great to get the recognition. We never done it for that, to be honest, you know. But yeah, it's always good to get recognition for the hard work the whole team's been doing.
Yeah, well, I think we're very lucky that it's not a big team, but the team that we do have, they're very committed and very loyal. And, you know, they're here in these positions because we care. And we care about trainees, but we also care about the business going forward. So yeah, we're very lucky in that aspect.
Yeah. I mean, just on the back of that, what I feel when I come into work, it's not issues that we're having to deal with in the training school, it's hurdles. And even the word itself, yep. I think it makes a big difference, you know, coming in, constantly problem solving, working as a team, getting to the goals, basically.
And always looking to do better. And that's why feedback from trainees, always looking to achieve more. And, so it's very important that also.
What is involved in the CPC course, which drivers must complete once per year?
CPC is my, obviously it's a legal requirement. I run the CPC classes for a couple of years now. To be honest, I love doing it. If you think about it, it's only the only face-to-face sort of training we get as bus drivers. So, I mean, it's really important that we put out the correct messages, the correct training, the correct information going forward as a company and obviously for... like legal reasons for the CPC.
Kieran, there's a lot of experience in the driving teams at Lothian. Does that encourage you that you could have a long, successful career here?
Going by my dad being here nearly 16 years, you can see that there is a career for life here.
Do you think the other trainees get that impression too?
Yeah, I mean, everybody kind of knew from the start just by the knowledge of the instructors and everybody else here that they've been here a long time. They know exactly how to do their job. It's been great.
Michael, finally, just why should people decide to be a bus driver here at Lothian?
You get to come to your work, drive state-of-the-art vehicles out around a fantastic city, deal with the public. What's not to like about that?
I hope you enjoyed my chat with the guys at the training school. Thank you to Stevie, Michael and Kieran for their time, and we'll be back with more from around the depots during the summer months. Thanks for listening.